Today's show is brought to you by International Genetics Labs, where we specialize in personalized medicine, which is called pharmacogenetics. Pharmacogenetics refers to the genetic differences in metabolic pathways which can affect individuals' responses to prescribed medications. We will provide everything your doctor needs to perform the test. If you are on any medications and you would like to find out more information, or if you are a physician and you're interested in doing the pharmacogenetics testing, feel free to check us out at internationalgeneticslabs.com or contact me through my email address, joe@joeshortridge.com, for more information. And now, let's get on with the show.
The podcast with everything paranormal. Welcome to the 222 Paranormal Podcast, starring your host Joe Shortridge and Jen Shortridge.
Hello.
Hi, Joe. How you doing?
This is gonna be one for the record, folks.
It's gonna be something, all right. So just bear with us, because Joe and I both have the flu, but we're still doing our podcast because we're dedicated individuals. I'm sounding a little bit better, actually. Don't sound like a demon spawn like I did yesterday.
Maybe that would have been good for the show.
Might have been.
Pass the marbles.
Yeah.
Both of us. We almost didn't do the show. We had a few people that said that they would cover the show for us. But we're like, we'll try and see what happens.
We're troopers. We just got to plow through it.
Yeah.
Even though it'll be terrible, but it's okay because our listeners love us and we love you.
Oh, yes.
Just, you know, turn the volume down a little bit or something so you don't hear our raspy voices. Maybe this kind of sexy deep voices.
Yeah. Put a towel over the speaker so you don't catch our sickness.
Please don't get our germs. The only good thing about getting the flu, Joe, is you lose like 10 pounds.
Yeah, I'm on the Biggest Loser competition at work, and I wasn't doing too good, but I think I'm...
I think I've lost about 6 pounds. I haven't been eating it. I didn't have an appetite.
That's the thing. I mean, I have not been throwing up or nothing like that, but I just haven't been eating either.
Well, you don't. You don't. When you don't feel good, you don't want to eat heavy like we normally eat. 20 pounds of Mexican food before we go on the show.
Yeah.
So Joe and I are foodies and we love to eat. We love to eat. We love to ghost hunt and we love to eat.
We have not ghost hunted in a while.
I know.
We need to get back out there and do it.
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of getting the urge, the itch again. It's been a while.
We actually had someone ask us if they wanted us to go. Yeah, this is good. This is going to be really good.
Your brain's not working.
My brain ain't working. But no, they wanted us to go with them to Waverly Hills.
Oh, who? When?
111 Paranormal.
Oh, yeah, and it just, 111 and 222 equals 333.
I just couldn't do it, though. I mean, there's so much going on. It was already past.
Oh, yeah. We missed it.
I know.
We'll go when it's warm out so we don't get the flu again.
There you go. But yeah, 111 Paranormal. They're awesome people. I met them a few months ago, and they're just cool. They're great people.
Yeah. So, Joe, what's been going on other than then you getting the flu?
I've been sleeping. I have not gone to work.
I think we can all relate to when you just don't feel good. You know what I mean? Like, I called off sick one day. Joe's been calling off sick. It's like you just want to curl up under the covers and just hibernate.
Yeah, under 30 blankets, still freezing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, so we're back in the studio, and today's show is about full-body apparitions.
Ooh, have you seen one?
Now, I think I did. I know I mentioned it a long time ago, I think in episode 3, what happened to us. And I was at work one day. When I was working at a place called Excel, which we made windows for Ford. And I know you've heard the story before where I was driving a forklift down the aisle and I see this girl and she's standing on the conveyor And basically the conveyor is impossible to stand on. It's like rollers. Mm-hmm. If you tried to stand on, you just fall right through. But this girl was actually standing on the conveyor. I turned around, she was there. I looked back and she was gone. I'm like, freaky. So I think it was. And I did some research, and the building was at a corner where there was a lot of accidents. Now, she was dressed, I would say, in clothes from the 50s. Okay. So I tried to do some research, but there's really no way to find out if there's been any accidents unless you go downtown to the police station and all that. You know, I went to the library and looked up stuff, but they really didn't have any records on that kind of stuff. But just from talking to people, there's been tons of it. And even when I've worked there, there were always accidents at that corner. So
yeah. It could have been attached to somebody who worked there, or, you know, maybe there was something there before a long time ago. Mm-hmm. You know, who knows?
Yeah, because that was all farmland back then. But yeah, it's full body apparitions are a weird thing. I mean, I think that's the only time I've ever seen one. But we've talked to so many people that have seen them. I mean, you actually had your own experience.
I had two. I've seen two full body apparitions in my ghost hunting repertoire. Of course, they were about 10 years apart, but, you know, it doesn't come on command, so.
No.
It's just.
And there's no time on the other side, so.
So we got to tell everybody, you know, maybe there's some new listeners. Hopefully there are. Hi, everybody. Hi. Good to hear from you. What a full body apparition is. So it could be in solid form, could be skeletal or opaque, could be like chalky or see-through. Sometimes it's in black and white, sometimes it's in full color.
Yeah, the one I saw was in full color.
And the ones that I saw were like chalky mist.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, the one was a little bit more transparent than the other. But, you know, people have seen full body apparitions like you and I are looking at each other, you know, like as if somebody was just standing there.
That's one of the things that the Melinda, she says that she sees people just as solid forms, and sometimes it's hard to pick out which are the dead and which are the living.
Yeah. I wonder if she, when she does see them, if she like tries to put her hand through them, like, woo, you're a ghost. Ooh, you're not. Her, I just grabbed your boob.
knowing her, she probably does.
I miss her. We got to run into her again.
Oh, we will.
Somewhere. But,
we got a lot of events coming up that we're going to be at, so, and I know she's going to be at a bunch of them too. So
there may be some full body apparitions at some of the places we're going.
I hope so.
Now, I'm just wondering if any of you have captured a full body apparition on your cameras. And if you have, leave it on our Facebook page. I want to see your post. Show me your ghost photos.
And make sure it's not just a dust orb.
Joe's passionate about orbs.
I went on YouTube and I was looking up stuff, and I saw the best video of a full body apparition ever. And it was just pictures of orbs. So I left a comment.
Joe likes to comment. You know, every culture and every continent, every country, there's been reports of sightings of apparitions, whether it was 200 years ago or yesterday. People, you know, have claimed to see a sighting of maybe a loved one or a soldier passed, or, you know, sometimes they see animals appearing as well. You know, like we talk about Ghost Cat at the tattoo parlor.
Yep. Ghost Cat, that's a full body apparition. It's just a cat. The horses at Gettysburg.
Joe and I went to Gettysburg. Oh, gosh, it's been a year now since we've been. Oh, my gosh, time goes so fast.
Too fast.
But, you know, there's that famous video of the apparitions of the soldiers at the tree line, you know, that family took. And some of that is pretty clear. You know, there's even report. And like when we went to Gettysburg, people were telling us they see full body apparitions in the grocery stores.
Yeah.
Because that was land where, you know, the battlefield took place. The battles took place. Oh my gosh. My brain is mush from all the NyQuil that I've been downing. And you know what's the weird thing, Joe?
NyQuil, we love you. I can't sing that.
It has the opposite effect on me. It doesn't make me sleepy. It makes me wired. So I took it the other night and I was wide awake until like 4 o'clock in the morning. And like your Yay. Body needs sleep to rest and heal. And I was wide awake. But no ghosts. Oh, I do have to tell. I forgot to tell you guys. No. I forgot to tell you. I was going to call you on the phone, all of you, and tell you. I was at my house. I know it's not a full body apparition story, but I had been gone. And Joe had been gone too. But
yeah.
I come home. And, you know, I'm one of those goofy people who are like, honey, I'm home. I'm like, oh, I live alone. I always say that when I come in because I'm just like trying to be funny to my ghost. And I'm, you know, put stuff away and I'm exhausted and just, you know, like how you have to come home from a vacation and you got to like check everything out.
Yeah.
Like, okay, the fridge is still running and you got to get your mail out and open up all your mail and all that stuff and took a shower and got ready for bed because I had to go to work the next day. And I'm sitting in my bed and then I have two nightstands on either side of my bed. And something knocked on my bedstand so loud, I about jumped out of my bed. And it wasn't like the house settling or anything because it was literally right next to me. This thing went bam like that. I'm like, holy crap. I about jumped. I'm like, why are you trying to scare me? Were you just miss me or what? So I don't know who my ghost is, but maybe, somebody's got to come over and check this out.
Maybe it's a ghost cat because... It was annoyed that you were gone.
No, I think it was Booby, my bunny rabbit Boo. My little Boo.
Yeah, because remember, to stomp on the ground.
She would get mad, and or when I didn't give her treat fast enough, she would stomp her back feet like really loud. That's something rabbits do. It's like a warning, like they're pissed. So she stomped her back feet. Maybe it's Booby, but you know, she wasn't allowed up on the furniture.
No, but she did get up on the furniture.
She did. She loved to be on the couch, and she liked to be under the couch and chew the bottom of the couch off.
Yeah.
And then she would get up in the lining of the couch and not come out. And that's where she liked to hide.
Oh.
But anyways, back to full body apparitions.
Yeah. Okay, so some of the full body apparitions that we've experienced, not personally, but through people that we know and different locations that we went to. One of them, which they're going to have a fair coming up here in April 21st and 22nd, is the Old St. Joseph's Hospital in Lorain, Ohio.
Yes, you guys have to come out to this. This is one of the best paranormal conferences you know, fairs that we've done. The place is so haunted,
and we
Joe.
Recommend that.
Oh, my gosh.
When you show up, and it is free to get in. So when you show up, just... Put the blinders on and walk straight through the door and straight through the hallway to our booth.
Yes, just come see us right away.
But in the hospital, there's apparitions of two little boys that actually run the hallways. And saying it's a full body apparition is an understatement because people have seen them running the halls, stopping, looking back at the people, wanting to get chased. And there's been a few times where the janitors... are chasing these kids saying, hey, you're not supposed to be here. And they would turn and come into a room with no other doors and they'd be no kids gone. In there, gone. And that happens all the time there.
I know we talked about it on the other shows, but you know, when Joe and I went there 2 years ago, or was it 1 year ago?
No, it'd be a year ago.
Just to do a show before that conference, we were at that place and they were having all kinds of activity, like in the middle of the day.
Yeah. But that's well known for the a lot of activity like the two little boys. And that story really stuck in my mind because they were so clear. And it's not just one person seeing them. It's a bunch of people seeing them all the time.
And then the nuns in the chapel that Melinda told us about. There's some nuns that hang out in the chapel. I'm sorry, my voice. we're going to make it through the show together, kids. Together, you and I. All right. But... What's great about this show and is one, we're going to be there. But it's
all the way in the back against
a haunted location.
Very.
So you kind of get two for one, you know, and it might be extra to go through on the ghost tour or whatever. But it, you know, you can go to a convention center and see something, but when you go and it's at a haunted location,
yeah,
and you have all that energy and activity and people coming in, you have that's a good recipe for being able to see a full body apparition, because they need their energy to manifest.
And we've said it a few times and seen it where we go to these conventions and everybody says, oh, there's not going to be any activity because there's a lot of people here, and it's complete opposite. There's just tons of activity.
They need that energy.
Yeah.
You know, like when we're at every, I think, haunted location we went to, you know, you feel it.
Yeah.
You go in, you have that electric feeling. You get that feeling. Look around, because that's like when I've had my experiences, you first get that feeling. I felt it before I saw it.
Yeah.
It wasn't like I went in and I'm like, oh, there it is. You get that feeling.
Yeah, the electric sometimes tingle.
It's electric tingle. Sometimes it's a cold spot. Sometimes it's a hot spot.
Yeah.
Say you're in a place that has no heat or air conditioning, or, you know, is an old abandoned place. You start feeling those dramatic temperature changes. That's probably an indication something's about to happen.
Yeah, look around. Another one that we went to the Gill House, and one of the very interesting, I don't want to say full body apparitions because it's not, is a Native American called Johnny Cake. And he likes to just show his face, and mainly to women.
Mm-hmm. And likes to scare them.
Yeah, like 3 or 4 inches from your face, he just pops up.
And where does he usually, just in the basement?
I believe so, okay. Yeah. I think it's just in the basement. And
But he's been sighted several times.
Oh, by a bunch of different people.
Yeah,
you know?
So it's not just like one person constantly saying, oh, I see him. It's many people.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting, too, is it's just his head. You know, why isn't it the full body?
I don't know.
Maybe he didn't like his body.
Well, maybe he ate too much cake.
Johnny cake? Johnny too much cake. But you know what I found out too is that he was actually pretty famous.
Really?
Now, I'm not sure where, but there's actually high schools.
Mm-hmm.
There's a high school called Johnny Cake. There's a mall called Johnny Cake Mall.
Really?
Yeah.
We've got to do some research on this guy, or talk to
Jane
down at the Gill House.
Because she mentioned that to me, that he's got places named after him.
Yeah. What's amazing is, like, there's so many places right in northwestern Ohio that people have seen full-body apparitions. Mm-hmm. Mansfield Prison.
Mansfield's a big one,
all the time. That's where I saw mine on the third floor. I was coming down the steps. It was interesting. I was there with a ghost hunt. Public ghost hunt. So I was with a group.
Uh-huh.
I was with Zach Baggins, Aaron Goodwin.
Zach Braggin.
Yeah, Braggin. No, not Zach Braggin. He's at the other show. Chip Coffee was there, the Constantinos before they passed away. But we were going from the fifth floor, because if you guys have seen Mansfield, there's like rows of prison cells stacked on top of each other. At the end of the cells is the stairway that goes kind of like zigzag down. Like the viewer's guy. I'm making zigzag with my hands.
As you can see in your earbuds.
Sorry. Okay. So the group had gone down the flight of steps, and of course me, I'm like, just taking my good old sweet time. Well, I'm by myself. I'm like a floor up. So I'm like, oh, I better catch up, because I don't want to be up here by myself, because I was scared. I go down the stairs, go to turn, because you kind of have to like turn and then go down the next set of steps. And you know how like you accidentally bump into somebody, you're like, you know, like that. I turned the steps and there was a guy standing there, went, you know, just like, oh, I almost bumped into you. And he was about 6 foot tall, white mist, and he just disappeared like that. I saw him. I almost bumped into him.
Yeah.
And then he was gone. But I saw him.
Yeah.
It was so interesting.
See, I'd love to see something like that. Like you I said, will. The girl that I saw standing on the conveyors, it's like, I still think, did I actually see that? You know, but it's like, how would my brain process or just out of nowhere just make a person stand there? Why would I even think of that? But so I don't know.
Well, and it would happen more often then.
Mm-hmm.
If your brain was doing that, it would do it all the time.
Yeah.
Not just in that one instance.
Mm-hmm.
So.
A few other things, like my best friend Dana, we did a show with her called Ghostly Encounters, show number 53, if you want to go back and listen to that. She had some interesting stories about full body apparitions. Now, I recommend going back and listening to that, but she talked about herself seeing a little boy standing in her bedroom. Mm-hmm. And her house is, I think, was built in the 80s. But we were talking about before is that boy could have been there from the land before or something. She said that he wasn't dressed in old clothing, but she really couldn't tell. You know, you definitely have to go back and listen to that. It's an awesome show. But she talked about that. She talked about her mom. Her mom's husband died in an airplane crash, and he actually visited her and sat in the chair and talked to her as a physical being after he passed.
That's amazing.
And to this day, they all believe that she saw that, you know, and she said he was a full body, solid figure. She thought she was dreaming. She's like, come on, let's go. He's like, oh, and she turned around. He's gone, you know? So yeah, that's just stuff like that, you know? And of course, Ghost cat.
I probably have like a bunch of like ghost rabbits all around me. I wish. No, but we talked, it's, you know, we did a show about ghostly pets too. Mm-hmm. If you guys listen to that one, where they're only here for a short amount of time after they pass. And I think, you know, just like personally, what I feel is like they're here for a while just to, you know, help transition. And then they recycle. I want to say recycle. That's a terrible thing to say. Reincarnate and back into another pet because, you know, I always feel like there's so many pets in the world that need to be loved.
Yeah.
And so, like, they just become another pet for somebody, some other family.
And it always seems like they have to say goodbye.
Yeah.
So
and maybe they're in some kind of transition. They're just waiting to be reborn, mm-hmm. you know, waiting for that little litter to be come into the world, a little litter of bunnies or skunks or whatever they are.
An interesting story is about the, one of the places we love to go is St. Ignace, Michigan. It's a great little town, very haunted town. It's got a lot of history with the Native Americans and stuff, but there was a lady that bought this house and she turned it into a bed and breakfast. And during the renovation, her husband fell asleep on the floor of the living room. Mm-hmm. And in the morning, he woke up totally paralyzed. He couldn't move. And he was calling out for her and stuff, and she didn't respond. And all of a sudden, he saw this elderly woman in like a house dress, almost like a muumuu type style, mm-hmm. you know, house dress, with her hair in a bun, pulling a little cart. And she just walked through the living room and walked out the front door. And when she got out the front door, he was fine. He could sit up like nothing happened. A couple of days later, his assistant was going in the basement to get some tools and all of a sudden got that electric feeling. And he saw the same lady walk past him carrying a basket of clothes and walked up the steps and didn't think nothing of it. Well, he asked the wife, what room did you rent out to this lady? And she's like, no, we don't have any rooms rented out yet. We're still working on the house.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, they went to one of the stores downtown and was talking to someone about her. And they basically described a woman that died that actually lived in that house like 15 years prior. And her name was Myrtle. And she would always walk down the street pulling a little shopping basket every day to go to the market and get her, you know, groceries. And she would never drive or that. She would always walk. And they described her to a T. So they saw a full body apparition of this woman, Myrtle.
So do you think she was residual then?
I think it was residual.
Okay.
I don't think it was intelligent, but it was still a full body apparition.
But that's interesting that a full body could be residual or intelligent.
Yeah.
You know, because like when I saw the my neighbor lady who passed away in my bedroom, she was looking at me. It's so weird. I still to this day could kick myself that I didn't say something to her.
Yeah.
I should have. I wasn't scared. I just didn't know what to say. So she didn't have a smile on her face. She just had a look. So I don't know. I kind of wish I would have, you know, had some interaction with her. But she was there, man. She was there. Bear with us. We have the flu. Okay. We sound pretty good for being as sick as we are, Joe. We're just having a good moment right now. But
Before we end, though, I want to talk about the Queen Mary apparitions.
So I saw it one time. This is so funny. When I lived in Los Angeles, I was trying to find an apartment.
Uh-huh.
And I had no idea, of the different areas. You know, I heard of South Central, but I had no idea. So I drove all the way to Long Beach one time trying to find this $400 apartment. And I was like, oh, this is cool. So I drive into Long Beach, which is where the Queen Mary is.
Okay.
You know, it's Gang City, right?
No, I don't.
It's Gang City. Driving and there's these abandoned buildings and houses. And I find this address and I'm like, there's gang tattoos all over it. And I'm like, I don't think I'm going to rent this apartment. So here I am lost. It's Midwesterner lost in Long Beach.
Driving her little Volkswagen.
But I did see the Queen Mary park there. I was like, oh, that's a nice big ship. Anyways, go ahead. It's in the port of Long Beach.
Oh, okay. Well, no, there's a couple little girls that I want to talk about. The one is Jackie, which is Jacqueline Torin. She's a little girl who was said to be 5 or 6 years old, and she drowned in the second-class pool on the ship. The area now is called the Royal Theater. Jackie likes to play in both pool areas mm-hmm. of the ship, so her full-body apparition has been seen playing around both pools. She can be heard singing, laughing, giggling, calling for her mommy and daddy, and even audibly answers questions. She's a full-body apparition that's been actually picked up on EVPs and stuff.
That needs to be on our bucket list of haunted places we need to go to. If any of you have been on the Queen Mary, let us know what your experience was.
That's it. That would be a great place to go.
Yeah, definitely.
But now that I know it's in gangland, I don't know.
Well, it was back 15, 20 years ago when I lived in L.A. But, you know, that's interesting because a lot of the places that we've gone to or investigated always have, you know, a child being spotted,
mm-hmm.
you know, whether it's a hotel or a hospital or
the kids playing basketball up in the Gill House.
Yeah, that's cool. I wonder how often I'm not going the rabbit hole, but I'm going there, Joe. Going to the rabbit hole. How often full body apparitions are saw in cemeteries? Because it just doesn't seem like ghosts hang out too much at cemeteries.
I know at Wolfinger Cemetery, they do see the Ford children.
Oh, that's right. Along the fence line. I have never been there. We have got to go there.
Oh, I'll take you there.
All right. We're going when we feel better. All right. So is there any other little girls
there? Well, there was one girl, Sarah. She's believed to be 6 to 8 years old. She reportedly guards Jackie. She possibly drowned in the pool in 1949. Of course, there's another theory that Jackie and Sarah were murdered.
Dun, dun, dun.
Possibly by the ghost referred to as Grumpy. Now, I don't know about Grumpy.
Grumpy ghost.
Grumpy ghost. Sarah can be heard singing with Jackie and have been known to be temperamental and even slightly aggressive at times. So she's a little brat.
Mm.
She's a brat apparition. That's a new term, Brad apparition.
I don't care if they're bratty or not. I want to see one.
Yeah. But so that's the two that are kind of interesting is Jackie and Sarah that play together in the Queen Mary pool area.
It's interesting, too. Say if two different people die at different times but in the same location, you wonder, are they on the same plane or same level? Or, you know, do they vibrate at different frequencies? But in this case,
they died at different times, but they apparently play together.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
We have got to really get out there a little bit more, Joe, and get some more haunted locations under our belt. Now that I think I've got over my nervousness about ghost hunting again. I think I'll stay away from the haunted prisons.
Yeah.
For a while.
It's a lot of other places that are known for full body apparitions, or we've mentioned like Gettysburg and mm-hmm. stuff like that. And you think about battlefields, like we have Fort Meigs here in Toledo, or in Perrysburg, it's next to Toledo. And that's a location too where they see Indians from the War of 1812, full body apparitions of soldiers and that. And, you know, anytime you have a battlefield like that, there's gotta be some, you know, Vietnam or really Germany, wherever there's big wars, there's got to be full body apparitions that show up.
Yeah, I think that would just be one of the easiest places because they're imprinted there. You know, if they mm-hmm. passed away on that land, they're tied to that land. That'd be really something to explore, you know, locally, because we have a couple battlefields around mm-hmm. here with the Battle of Fallen Timbers. We have Fort Meigs. We have Fort Detroit. That place in Monroe. What is that called? I forget.
Raisin River Battlefield.
Yeah. So there was a huge battle between the Canadians, the Native Americans, and the
French.
Canadians, Americans, I guess.
It was three of them.
Yeah, I was like, three of them. I think I better brush up on my history.
It's real cool when you go there, because I go there a lot, and you can stand in the spot where they say this is where the Americans camped mm-hmm. at this tree line. You know, you can see the tree line. That's where the Canadian and French, and then the Indians were at this point, and it's like you could see them.
It's a triangle.
Yeah. And they basically said, okay, is everybody ready? And they fought, and 2,000 people died just in like 20 minutes. And that was the battle. You know, they traveled all the way from wherever to fight in this location.
Yeah. They have a really cool, what do they call it? Like visitor center.
Yeah.
That shows the whole history of the mm-hmm. battle. And like the parking lot, isn't that where all the bodies were?
Yep. Where you park your car, that's where the bodies were piled up.
Oh my god!
And I think they're buried in the field or the woods behind the parking lot because there's a sign every 2 foot saying, you know, do not enter, do not enter.
Yeah, sacred ground. Mm-hmm. You know, I just want to hear, like, if anybody else, if any of you guys have seen anything. Have you seen stuff in your house? Do you see it, like, you know, out in a location? Mm-hmm. You know, has it been, like, somewhere you were investigating, or was it just on a whim? You know, like you just were at work and saw something, and I was just at my house. But, you know, but we've also gone to places, you know, where things have been reported.
Where known full body apparitions have been. Yeah. I haven't seen them yet, but, you know, we're definitely going back to a lot of these locations, and hopefully we see something. Because they don't show up on command, like we say, you know.
Ghost now.
Ghost now.
Chop, chop.
So, yeah, if you have seen one and you want to tell your story, give us a call. Our call-in number is 740-720-0225. You know, and let us know if you've seen. Tell us your story. We'd love to hear it. We'd definitely love to hear your stories.
Yeah, or if you guys have some photographic evidence, put it on our Facebook page. You know, we'd like to talk about it.
Yeah.
See what it's about.
And all the locations. Just, you know, go up on our website. I'm trying to keep it updated about where we're going to be. Come out and see us. I know we're definitely going to be at the St. Joseph's Fair, April 21st and 22nd. That's in Lorain, Ohio. Look it up. I mean, you guys are going to be blown away by this place. It's a beautiful, old, historic, haunted, abandoned hospital.
Yeah. And then we're also going to be in April. Sometime.
April's a busy month for us.
It is. Let me open the calendar here because Joe and I are going to be at the Toledo Yacht Club in April for Midwest Parafest.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a great show too because there's, you know, it's again in a haunted location.
Very haunted location, which we did a investigation there and came up with some very interesting stuff.
Yeah. So that's cool. April 7th. And that's the first Saturday in April. So please come to Toledo, come to the show. Chip Coffee's going to be there. Yeah. KJ McCormick's going to be there. Who else is going to be there? All kinds
of people.
Yeah, tons of people. They're going to have the Mystery Machine from Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah.
Joe's going to be there. Joe and his mustache are going to make an appearance. Maybe some full body apparitions. I think, you know, just thinking about it too, because I was just thinking about some of our friends were investigating last night at a historic church. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't churches be more you'd be more apt to see a full body apparition.
That I don't know. I haven't really thought about that. But churches where everybody gathers to celebrate, you mm-hmm. know, sort of like a theater.
Yeah, you get baptisms, you get funerals, but you know, I'd love to go to like some old churches, like old historic churches, like, you know, maybe in England or yeah. France or Germany or some places that, you know, you might see angels in.
I've heard that many times from our friends that we talk, you know, our psychic friends all say that angels do hang out at churches.
But do you see them as angels or do you see them as full body apparitions or
know.
Do you just see them as somebody sitting there? You never know. You
I don't know.
You could just
So be nice to everybody because you don't know.
Yeah, if they're an angel or not.
Yeah.
A little heaven sent angel. Oh my gosh, this is just so funny. This is random, but it's funny.
Yeah.
There's this funny video, if you guys haven't seen it, it's called Exploding Purse Prank.
Oh,
and this,
yeah.
Oh my God.
Okay, yeah.
So this guy, he dresses up and leaves his purse places, and it's the funniest thing. And one of the things, he opens the guy's purse because the guy, you know, like, is distracted. The guy's going to steal the guy's wallet. And it, stuff, like, explodes in his face. And then he comes back. He says, oh, you found my purse, you little heaven-sent angel. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen. I don't know why I'm telling this story, but it's hilarious. You got to watch it. But full-body apparitions, too.
Yeah.
Got to
see them. Very interesting. We definitely got to go out there and see them. But anyways, folks, I want to thank you for tuning into this week's show, even though me and Jen are very under the weather.
Yeah. We don't sound like it, but we both have the flu.
Oh, my God. But the show must go on.
The show goes on. We're here for you in sickness and in health. Yeah.
One thing I do want to mention, if you guys want to get your team mentioned on our show, we'd like to hear from some of the paranormal teams out there. Just, you know, where you're from, what's going on.
Yeah.
Anything you've found lately?
Yeah, call us on our call-in number and just we'll give you a shout on the show. Like, we have a new listener, Lindsay Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Just want to say, hey, girl, thanks for listening. She left us a really great note. So,
what's the note say? Can you read it?
She loves our show.
Well, that's because I'm on it.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
And she knows Bubba.
Everybody knows Bubba.
It doesn't matter if you're from Detroit or Tempe. Or California or New York.
Bono, Ohio.
Everybody knows Bubba Detroit. Bubba. My old boyfriend, Bubba. But anyways, thanks for listening. Share your pictures with us.
We'll talk more next week.
We'll be better.
All right. See ya.
Get well soon, Joe.
I'll get well today, hopefully.
All right.
Bye-bye.